Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty, 913-586-7965. We asked the question on the other side, what's the dumbest thing you've done while inebriated? Capture this article said, I sold my house by accident when I was drunk. Now I live in a narrow boat. Can't imagine you can top that.
I mean, that's pretty untoppable.
Mm-hmm.
You got so drunk, you sold your house?
That's what it says. The next day, after just a few, just an hour cruise, enough to charge the batteries and heat up the hot water, I moored in Bartleton, sore. Whatever it says, the summer holidays were over and there were no customers for the fleet of wacky vessels opposite the navigation inn. Pedal-powered swans and dragons, fast food, fastened with Union Flag hunt. I don't know what's going on with this article, but basically said he loved what he did and then decided to get hammered and sell his house, and now he lives in a narrow boat.
Now he lives on a boat, on a canal, which is like the dumbest thing you could ever do. So I think everybody in their life has had a moment where they've done something stupid when they were drunk. Like, I don't know, bring your own sour cream to a restaurant or something like that. Like,
she was sober.
I mean, you got to be pretty drunk to bring your own sour cream to a restaurant. But I think for me, it was probably the time I saw UMKC play Missouri at the Hearn Center back in the day. And then I got home and I thought I needed to break into my own house. Ooh. And did so by punching out a window, cutting my hand all up. Ooh. Meanwhile, I had the key in my pocket. So breaking into my own house was probably the dumbest thing I ever did.
Mom's like, I got to get in here.
I got to get in. Like, I had to get up and do a show in the morning. Like, I got to go. So I busted out a window and got in. $7 to replace the glass. I'll never forget it. At Houston's Hardware in Waldo.
What about your hand?
I'm still feeling the pain of that. And that was like in 2005.
Jeez.
Somebody from the 913 says, I ate my sister's birthday cake the day before her birthday. In my defense, it was a cheesecake and it didn't say anything on it.
Well, there, I'm with you. I would have eaten the same thing. You had a couple of pops. You see that cheesecake sitting there. You're like, I gotta have that. Yeah.
Somebody says, the dumbest thing I've ever done when I was drunk was I missed the Royals wild card game because I was too drunk. Never drank that much again, and I still haven't watched that game.
wait, you missed it because you passed out?
Probably, yeah.
You missed it because, yeah. That does suck. Yeah.
The dumbest thing I've ever done.
Probably had a good time while it was going on.
Mine's kind of gross, but I also deserve it. The dumbest thing I've ever done while intoxicated, I was in college. I was at home for a winter break. I was like 22. And I had gotten picked up from the bar, hammered, absolutely hammered. Shout out to Clancy's in Blue Springs, if anybody remembers that place. And
isn't there like a Clancy's in every town? I feel like
I don't
that's
know.
Like,
this one no longer is open. I miss it. It was one of the best places in the world to go with all your friends. It was basically a high school reunion every time. And got home safe and sound, got picked up by a sober friend, get home, and I'm at my parents' house, right? I'm out of college. We've all been here. I open up the fridge and it's like the glory spot. Like, there's cold cuts if I want it. There's leftover taco stuff if I want it. There's pizzas in the fridge. And in front of me is this giant bottle of lemon lime Gatorade, like the big bottles.
No, that's good.
Right? And I'm like, hell yeah, dude. I'm parched. I'm drunk. I'm about to crush this. And I drank like a quarter of it.
What was it?
I literally woke up 4 hours later and crapped my brains out. And when I got up
the next... Was somebody's colon blow?
Yep. Dude. Nana's in town. She got a colonoscopy the next day. I didn't know it.
Oh, no.
I wake up the next morning, ready to make breakfast. I'm like, they're like, how'd you sleep? I'm like, good, stomach's just messed up. And she opens the fridge and she goes, oh, well, somebody got into my Gatorade. And I was like, your Gatorade? I was like, what do you mean by that? She's like, oh, well, there's like a little Miralax or whatever it was in there. Like the going.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, and my parents are just absolutely in tears.
That's hysterical.
Like,
yeah.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know. Also, why put a label on it?
But it shouldn't be in a Gatorade bottle. I mean, this had to be a long time ago. Though I guess you were 22, you're 30.
Yeah,
so
it's
a long time.
15 years ago.
But even still, I mean, like, that should be in some sort of like, I mean, it comes in a, you know, a thing. You
and
make
after
it,
that day, it said Nana's don't drink if there was something in there.
Yeah.
But no, I was in a Gatorade bottle. It was literally in a lemon lime Gatorade bottle. And I mean, man, got home at like 1 a.m. Well, I wasn't. It was like, yeah, 12:45. Didn't eat anything other than that cold cut sandwich with like Cheetos on it.
Well, you didn't have that in your system long.
And I mean, dude, I woke up at like 4 a.m. to the sound of like gremlins barking.
Ugh.
It was just like,
yeah, when you do the colonoscopy stuff, man, you're up every couple of minutes going and whatnot. So,
I mean, it was rough.
Word to the wise, schedule your colonoscopy for the first thing in the morning. because you don't want to. Well, no, you're empty either way. But
that's true.
You get up in the morning and you just go and you're done and it's over. Like you schedule a 2 p.m. colonoscopy. Oh, yeah, you're drinking that stuff throughout the day and it's a mess. So you want to take care of yourself and get the earliest possible colonoscopy appointment. And I'm going to tell you, even if you're 35 and you got to get your colonoscopies, I will die on this hill of making sure people get their colonoscopies. I've known too many people to get colon cancer, to die, that shouldn't have died. Get your colonoscopy, make sure it's clean, get it all taken care of. Go every 5 years. It's what I do. I'm not going to sit here and preach to you if I don't do something. Get your damn colonoscopy, and it's not a big deal. It's a great 20-minute sleep. I promise you, you will never sleep better in your life, and you will make sure that everything's okay, and it will save your life.
Somebody said, phone died, so couldn't get an Uber. Walked from Westport to my wife, at the time, girlfriend's place in Riverside at 3 a.m. She pulled up next to me in my car as I was almost to Riverside and so drunk, I took off sprinting thinking someone was trying to hit me.
At least you were somewhere where you knew. I had that happen in L.A. after the Guns N' Roses concert at Dodger Stadium. Yeah. Like, trying to get an Uber after a big event is not easy, especially in Los Angeles. Boy, we could not figure it out, so we just started walking.
Got drunk and called my ex. 2 months later, she moved in. 2 months after that, she moved out and stole my Chiefs blanket.
Mac, you doing anything dumb?
I've done some stupid stuff. Yeah, I don't know what's appropriate for her. But yeah, one time,
obviously.
Couldn't quite make it home from a night in college. Walked home, didn't do the Uber thing. Just phone was dead. My friends were gone. They probably didn't leave me. I probably left them because I don't really remember. And yeah, my friend woke up to like the sound of police knocking on my door, being like, "Hey, we found this
gentleman
person here." Yeah, and then my shirt was off. Yeah, it was bad.
I worked with
luckily,
somebody.
They were nice.
I worked with somebody here years ago, and I'm not going to say who it was because you wouldn't know the person. I don't think anyway. But we had a charity golf tournament. He showed up, got so drunk, and we put him in an Uber we thought to go home. The problem is he'd moved the day prior, and his address in the Uber was his old address. He was so drunk.
Oh, crap.
They left him in front of this old house. Then the paramedics showed up, took him to the hospital, and his mother, like, located him at, like, I don't know, St. John's Hospital over there on 435 in State Line. Like, lost, didn't know where he was. And I'm like, hey, man, I put you in the Uber. It's not you're an adult at this point, right? Oh my God, it was unbelievable.
This guy says, one night in college, was drunk, walking back from bar, had to poo, so for a $20 bet, I laid one on top of a car hood.
That's disgusting.
It's not good.
That's a Richard right there.
Well, maybe the guy that drives the car is a Richard.
It's true.
Oh, I'm assuming he just did it on somebody's random car.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. You don't take a dump on somebody's car. No.
But if the guy is, if it merits it.
But again, I'm guessing this is not a car that he knew who it was. Like, if you got a friend in college, we moved somebody's car once. My friend Jamie Jones, we picked up that car. Me and Dixon picked up this car and moved it. It was like a two-door spec. We're like, we can move it.
Oh, my God.
Jamie
gosh,
got
that's
so
awesome.
Mad. What are you MFers doing moving my car? Well, we figured we could lift it, and we did.
I've always wanted to see, which I know it's like super dangerous, but I've also wanted to see the like air mattress trick at like the lake house where like someone's like completely inebriated, blacked out. You put them on the air mattress and put them out on the water.
No, we do that to Tammy.
But I'm
all
afraid
the time
they would
the
like wake up and like that's a drowning scare. Yeah, because I'm like, if they don't wake up and just sink, it's like, where's Dave?
He's at the bottom of the
he's
lake.
He's on the air mattress. Remember we put him on there? He's not on there anymore.
They've got this guy at the lake. I think his name is like Mr. Skin or something. Like he shows up and goes underneath like and finds anything that you lose at the lake. So if you lose a person, you just call this guy. He shows up.
This is actually a true story of mine. I reported my car stolen because I forgot where I parked it. I don't know if somebody knows me very well, but that's a true story. Parked it. That's a true story. I can get to it on the other side. We're really to a break. Hold on. I'll tell that story on the other side. It is a very funny. I missed Derek Jeter's last game in Kansas City because of it.